Well, hello everybody. I'm back again with another night soother. Well, I hope it's a night soother. It's the thing or the chat that I'm hoping, as you're trying to go to sleep or settling down in your comfortable bed, that my chatter will take away that itty bitty shitty committee that goes on in our heads a lot of the time. So this one, I'm just going to branch off into some stuff about ruminating over things, body image, which is in, and sort of all this blends into little bits with relationships, just some profound words that hopefully I have picked up and can relate on this recording. So get comfortable and I will initially get you relaxed. You might hear some music in the background. I'm actually in our little relaxation zone in our office, so just bear with me and hopefully these little chats help you and anyone you'd like to tell to listen to them. So just in any position you wish, let your eyes close and feel your body sinking down into whatever you're relaxing in. Take a breath, release it. Take another breath to wash away any distracting thoughts and tensions. But as you go into that quiet mind, the suggestions I give you will not cause tension. They will just give you instances of process and things that maybe your mind needs to work on a little bit while you are in that lovely REM sleep, which is where all the EMDR is coming from these days. So settle down, this is your time, your space, your place to fully relax. Continue to slip slowly and deeper into peace and inner calm. You're surrounded by warm, powerful energy. Your mind is settling now, just letting go of tensions and anxieties that you may have had buzzing around. I'd like you to just imagine a space around your body, above your head. There's an explosion of riotous colour. Stars and sparks of the bright blues, the brightest blues tinged with silver and gold. And as they explode into the air, this confetti fallout of colour sprinkles around your head and neck. Gently, the sparkles of blue touch your eyelids. They brush your forehead and brows, caressing you into a deeper and deeper relaxation. Just let go now. And as a gentle breeze swirls the blue and gold and silver sparkles around your head and neck, you're retreating to calm and peaceful now. Visualize over your chest area an even bigger explosion of brilliant gold and cascading dust. It flutters down over your chest and shoulders and arms, and as it gently touches your body, you become less and less aware of any sensations in your upper body. You're just relaxing and letting go now. Everything just leaving your body. As you rest and relax, stress has no power over you. You are now eliminating all fears and anxieties and negative thoughts. And as you allow my voice to flow freely into your mind, imagine just above your abdomen a spectacular eruption of fireball reds. Sequins of warm glowing reds settle to relax and soothe any tensions in this area of the abdomen and hips. You're feeling so good now, light, warm, secure. Your legs are almost weightless now, and as the final finale explosion of colour explodes above your legs and feet, it rains rainbows of colours all over them. Legs and feet totally relax now, and as the remaining residue of colours are suspended in the air above your body, they mingle into an iridescent cloud of perfect peace and tranquility. Well, why don't you make this perfect blend of raining rainbow colours, a cocoon around yourself. Have it there at all times to make and for you to be able to stay in your own atmosphere. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just visualise this cocoon of colour around you. Maybe if colour isn't your thing, visualise a bright light. Visualise a mist. Visualise a cocoon of your making around you. Have it at all times, knowing that things that are fired at you from others, if you don't want to let them in, they can be repelled back. Or you don't have to put up with somebody else's atmosphere. You have created your own. Be at ease, because we do know that dis-ease is the mindset that make us want to attack like animals. Animals attack when they're uneasy. Humans now are mostly always uneasy. So just drop the dis off the beginning of the word and be at ease. And we are transmitting energy at all times. So we are perfect transmitters. And we would love to have receptivity, but sometimes it's easier to transmit to a rock than a human being. So don't worry about it. Just simply have some small changes in behavior. Reward and celebrate yourself when you have these tiny changes, and stay in that beautiful cocoon of light. Every nerve and every fiber of your being is ready and willing to change your life for the better. You're going to be confident in everything and change for the better. So, I'm here really to guide you through maybe a normal minor setback. So just listen and absorb my words. Unclench. Now you've got your cocoon of colour around you. If you've clenched up again, any part of your body that's tense. And together we will get through this. It's okay. Pain is around us because of certain things that have happened in the past. It is still living in and through you. What was done to you is responsible for what you now are. But I'm here to remind you, it is you who controls your inner space. That power is you, ruminating, thinking things over and over and over again is just not a good idea. Ruminating is pointless. It is just memory clutter. What will allow you to let go of that memory clutter? We keep it because it reminds us of a past event or achievement. Your fear is that if you let it go, maybe you'll lose the memory of that person or thing. We all hang on to that stuff. So, think about this. Keep what brings you joy, not what overwhelms you. Separate the memories, and if they're tied to an object, realize that you don't have to keep lots of objects. You can keep one tiny memento of a happy memory or a photo and keep it in the place where you want that memory to be. Because we feel if we let those things go, we become diminished somehow. So just let that memory clutter, which has created grooves of mental habits that are deeply etched in your psyche, let the nightmare your mind has created, just let it go. Because very often we have slight setbacks because of ruminating. This happens when you spend time thinking negatively about your issues. It involves fear, regret, worry, guilt, etc., etc. We could go on forever. This stresses you and makes anxiety and depression far worse. In this cycle, this never-ending loop, it's way harder to turn your thoughts to more positive ones. So why don't we just stop trying to dissect the thought process now? Maybe in future, it's a good thing to distract yourself in any way you can. During the day, TV, reading, cooking, researching something, anything, not to keep thinking negatively. It's okay to think this way. But once you begin to accept you can be more positive, you end up feeling better more often. More often than just ruminating. Self-care is not about beating yourself up. Build yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. You are so worth it. Cease this resistance. Let this go. This is for you. Ease and peace. To be well. So, how does this affect body image, say? Maybe we use food as a way to stuff emotions. As you sleep, maybe it will come into your mind why you do that. Maybe it will tell you the time you started to feel this way, and then you'll know the reasoning behind it. Is it weight or just body perception that you have a problem with because of things that somebody somewhere said to you carelessly? But it created a perception in your mind that just shouldn't be there. So just think this way. If it's a body image you're thinking about, if you had a different body, would your life be better? Because the shape of us is no indicator of our value. How about opening the door and letting yourself out? Be comfortable in your body and your mind and your brain and your life. Your body moves, repairs itself. All it does on a minute by minute basis. And when you look at yourself in future or think about yourself, you need absolutely nothing to enhance your appearance. Your time spent on unrealistic and misperceptions would be way better spent on what? Use this quiet time in your mind to think about ways to spend your time on. Change most things, because it is quite easy. Most of our life we live through compulsions. It's a compulsive habit. We'll make the compulsion a different habit. We all deny truths in our lives. They stem from beliefs we were fed as children. Lies turn our bodies into toxic waste dumps. Not only our bodies, our mind has been dumped with so much toxic waste. The truth for you now is that all those past perceptions are gone. Believe me, from this moment you no longer need the crunch of all that stuff. Our bodies need free-flowing energy throughout every cell, tissue, and organ. Life experiences of fear, sorrow, or rage, suppressed by our conscious mind, manifests in so many other ways. A scream that wasn't screamed. The anger not expressed. The sadness you buried all leave their mark. So let's release them. Anytime they surface, all those lies are quickly dispersed into the universe. You are your absolute truth. So maybe just for a second now, in that nice quiet place, visualize those bubbles that I've given you before. A flow of bubbles, or maybe that explosion of colored particles. The cocoon that is around you. You're just releasing all those hurts, all those lies, all the things that upset you. Just let them lift from your body. Doesn't matter how they're coming out, you have to do nothing. It may come out in a mist. It may come out in a jumble of letters and words and numbers. Just let your mind and your body release the stuff we have been fed as babies in the womb, tiny tots, children, teens, into our early 20s, fed from eons, fed from social media, fed from people that are only living on how they look. What a load of cobblers. We are not toxic waste dumps. Do not be dumped on. All those lies are quickly dispersed into the universe, and you're your absolute truth. Just as you were created to be, kind, compassionate, happy, and free of all that bad energy residue, released, gone, at peace, and healthy. And please listen to these words and this common sense as often as you need. It doesn't need to just be at night while you're trying to sleep in your bed. You can just snatch a half an hour during the day. Just relax in a chair. Listen to this recording. Do nothing. Just let it sink in. And on the end of this recording, I am going to put one of my thoughts that I asked our clients one day every time they come in, not saying, how are you? Just stuff like that. I said to them, what's your bliss? Do you know, most of them didn't know. And I had thought that morning that my bliss was just me and my cup of tea. And this is what I wrote down. Just holding the cup of warm amber liquid is a good thing. First, as my hands encircle the vessel, is that first bliss warming along my arms. I pull towards my mouth and the steam is like a facial spa. The steam floats up into my nostrils. Sinuses are bathed and cleared. The next bliss into my mouth goes that warm liquid, soothing my soul, coating my tongue, sipping down with that first swallow, sending heat to moisten and revitalize the roadway to my stomach. Oh, bliss. It seems to trickle slowly into my stomach in small doses of this magical elixir, each swirling and reaching out to energize every nook and cranny it touches. I feel it expand, rehydrating and prepping me for the day ahead. Oh, more bliss. And just for the heck of it, I will add the thing I wrote afterwards, which is another thing I do every morning with my cup of tea, is my biscuit bliss cookies, to the Americans that are listening, before the first bite and crunch becomes or comes the fragrance, sweet, mouth-watering, preparing for the first taste, that first bite. My front teeth settle and break the first piece of biscuit. Just that moment of my jaw up and down, releasing tension and moving, annihilates any stress. An explosion of taste, crunch, soft sounds ricochet up and down through my inner ears. And then the solid crumbs munched into a semi-liquid slips down the throat on the swallow with a sigh. What is better than that, I ask you? Just the next bite. Sheer, satisfactory bliss. Just the one. Satisfied, calm, and at peace. And so, my friends, as I recite to you my simple bliss, everything you think about your body, eating, habits you do that make you feel guilty, just think about a very simple bliss that can take its place. Love who you are, like the look of who you are, because we're all exactly the same underneath that outer shell. So, take care. Good night.